Minestrone. Words. Arrival. Asparagus. Attempt. Be held up. Be necessary. Be translated. Blooming. Bulgarian. Careless. Color. Colored. Correct, right. Count. Cousin. Decoration. 11. Even. Feather. Hand over. In the spring. Incorrect. Item, peace. Keep track of time, to pinpoint. Laurel, bay leaves. Little ring. Make someone glad. Minestrone. One third. Pour into. Right. Root. Shallot. Show. Side. Spring. Stem. Successful. Sunny. Take care of. Throw. Time. True. Use up, consume. Vegetable. With. Zucchini. Minestrone. A sunny spring day. Mom and Nicholas are at home. They decide to prepare a light soup. In the spring you need to consume more vitamins, so I suggest cooking the Italian minestrone soup. The interesting thing is that the more different vegetables in it, the better. After all, minestrone translates to big soup, says Mom. What kind of vegetables we need? Do we have so many vegetables at home? Asks Nicholas. I took care of it. I was in the store and bought the right items. Look, there are carrots, potatoes, onions, shallots, cauliflower, zucchini, red and yellow bell peppers, white and green asparagus, cherry tomatoes, celery and many more herbs and spices, shows Mom. I think you will need my help. After all, someone has to peel and slice so many vegetables, says the son. Yes, you are right. Peel one carrot, half the onions, celery and a third of a celery root and cut off the upper florets of the cauliflower. We need about 100 grams of cabbage, says Mom. Do not we need potatoes? Asks Nicholas. Of course we do. I will peel two of them. And also half of a red and a yellow Bulgarian pepper, she says. I peeled everything that you asked. Now what? He asks. You don't need to peel anything anymore. Oh, why did you cut so much cauliflower? We only needed 100 grams. You are not careful. I just remembered a story about your cousin that I will tell you once we went cook everything. We will slice vegetables that remain. Take zucchini and slice off from four sides a slice of a thickness of about an inch, and the rest is not required. Cut zucchini, white and green asparagus, and celery into straight cubes. Six cherry tomatoes should be cut into four parts. The green onions we will cut into rings, explains the mother. Now all our vegetables are sliced. It turned out beautifully even, says the son. So, we begin to prepare our vegetables. We warm 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large saucepan, throw in the onion and shallots and fry until the onion is translucent. Add the carrots, potatoes, celery and bay leaves. Add little salt and fry lightly, says mom. Now we will gradually add all the vegetables, asks Nicholas. Yes, all the vegetables and spices. Add the celery and pour water so that it just covers the vegetables. Boil it for 3 minutes, she says. Do vegetables really cook so quickly? He wonders. Well, of course not. This is just the beginning. If it has been 3 minutes, add time and pour a little bit more water. Now take a separate pan, boil some water in it and throw in red and yellow peppers for a minute, she says. But why do you need to cook pepper in a separate pan? Nicholas wonders. The pan should be separate, so it doesn't give its taste to the soup and color the broth, Mom explains. So, the pepper is only for decoration, says the son. Right. Now take out a pepper and put it in the soup. In a separate pan, cook the cauliflower. Note the time. The cauliflower should cook for 2 minutes. Then add it to the soup, along with the cabbage. Add the zucchini and asparagus. Pour in some more water again. We will cook the soup for 10 minutes, and occasionally stir, Mom continues telling. We already put almost all the vegetables in the soup. The tomatoes remain, says the son. That is right, now add the shallots and cherry tomatoes. Half a minute later, you need to throw in the garlic, salt, and pour in a tablespoon of olive oil. After a minute, you can take the pan from the stove. Mom says, I will decorate the soup with basil leaves and pour it into the plates. Can you tell me the story about the cousin? Nicholas suggests. Okay. He was 11 years old then. It was his first attempt at cooking pasta for dinner. Of course, it was not very successful. He decided to please his mother and greet her from work with dinner. But she stayed at work, and so that the pasta did not cool down until her arrival, he decided not to take them out of the hot water. They laughed a lot, but had to wait long for their dinner, says Mom. Questions and answers. Why do they decide to cook the Italian vegetable soup, minestrone? They believe that in the spring, you should eat more vitamins. Why does minestrone mean big soup? Because there are a lot of vegetables. Why does mom need the son's help? Because it is necessary to peel a lot of vegetables. What does Nicholas do wrong? He cut too much cauliflower. When do you add carrots and potatoes? When the onions are you fried? How much water should you add? The water should cover the vegetables. Why do you need to boil water in a separate saucepan? You boil it in a separate saucepan to cook yellow and red peppers. Why do you need red and yellow peppers? Pepper is needed for decoration. What is added to the soup last? Tomatoes and greens are added to the soup last.